Book of Philippians. Chapter 1. Paul, and Timothy, slaves of Yahshua Messiah, to all the saints in Messiah Yahshua who are in Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. I thank my Elohim for your steady remembrance of me. Always in my every prayer on your behalf, making my prayer with joy over your fellowship in the good news, from the very first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that the one having begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Yahshua Messiah. As it is righteous for me to think this of you all because you have me in your heart, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the good news, you are all sharers of the grace with me. For Elohim is my witness how much I love you through the love of Yahshua Messiah. And this I pray for, that your love may still increase and abound, in knowledge, and in all spiritual understanding. So that you may discern the things that are better, and may be pure and without offense, in the day of the Messiah. Being filled with fruits of righteousness through Yahshua Messiah, to the glory and praise of Elohim. But I want you to know, brothers, that the things concerning me have more fully come to the advancement of the good news. And the reasons for my imprisonment has been clearly revealed by Messiah to all Caesar's court and to all men. And that many of the brethren in our Master, have grown confident in my imprisonment, and with exceeding boldness speak the word of Elohim without fear. While some of them only proclaim Messiah because of envy and strife, others preach Messiah because of goodwill and love. These, indeed, announce Messiah out of contention, not sincerely, but do it thinking to add hardship to my imprisonment. But these others out of love, knowing that I am set for defense of the good news. And I have rejoiced in this, and I do still rejoice in this, that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Messiah is proclaimed. For I know that through your prayers and the gift of the Spirit of Yahshua Messiah, that all these things will result for my salvation. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but as always in all boldness even now Messiah will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For Messiah is my life, and to die is gain. But if I have fruits of my labors in this life of the flesh, I do not know what to choose. For I am torn together by the two, having a desire to depart and be with Messiah, which is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on account of you. And being persuaded of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with you all for your advancement and joy of faith. So that your glorying may abound in Messiah Yahshua in me through my presence with you again. Only behave yourself worthily of the good news of Messiah, so that whether coming and seeing you or whether I am far away, I may hear of your good conduct, that you stand fast in one spirit and one soul, triumphing together in the faith of the good news. And not being terrified in anything by our adversaries, whose conduct is the sign of their own destruction, but to your salvation, and this is from Elohim. Because it was granted to you on behalf of Messiah not only to believe in him, but also to suffer on his behalf. Having the same struggle which you saw in me and now hear that I am in. Chapter 2. So then, if there is any comfort in Messiah, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any mercies and compassions, complete my joy, by being in one accord, and one love, and one soul, and one mind. Doing nothing according to strife or self-glory, but in humility, let each regard his neighbor as better than himself. Let no one be mindful only of his own things, but let each one also be mindful of the things of his neighbor. For think this within you, which mind was also in Messiah Yahshua, who existed in the very form of Elohim, thought it not robbery to be the equal with Elohim, but emptied himself, taking the image of a servant, having become in the image of the sons of men. And being found in form like a man, he humbled himself, having become obedient until death, even the death of a torture stake. For this reason also, Elohim highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name. That at the name of Yahshua, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and those on earth, and those under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Yahshua Messiah is Yahweh, to the glory of Yahweh his Father. So then, my beloved, even as you always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is Elohim who is working in you, both to will and to work for the sake of his good pleasure. do all things without murmuring and doubtful reasoning. That you may be blameless and harmless, children of Yahweh, without fault in the midst of a crooked generation, even having been perverted, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. Holding up the word of life, for a boast to me in the day of Messiah, that I ran not in vain, nor labored in vain. But if indeed I am poured out on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, yea, I rejoice with you all. And you also rejoice in the same and rejoice with me. But I hope in the Master Yahshua to send Timothy to you soon, that I may also be of good cheer, knowing the things about you. For I have no one here as interested as I am, who genuinely will care for the things about you. For all seek their own things, not the things of Messiah Yahshua. But you know the proof of him, that as a child to a father, he served with me for the good news. Then I hope to send this one at once, whenever I shall see the things about me. But I trust in Elohim that I myself also will come soon. But I thought it needful to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker, and my fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister of my need. For he longed to see you all, and was depressed, because he knew you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick, coming near to death, but Elohim had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also me, lest I should have grief on grief. Therefore, I sent him more eagerly, that seeing him again you may rejoice, and I may be less grieved. Then receive him in Master Yahweh with all joy and hold such in honor. For, because of the Messiah's work, he came near to death, and by his self-denial, that he might fulfill what you lacked in service toward me. Chapter 3. For the rest, my brothers, rejoice in our Master. To write the same things to you truly is not tiresome to me, but it is safe for you. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers, beware of the circumcised party. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of Elohim, and who glory in Messiah Yahshua, and who do not trust in flesh. And yet I might place reliance on the flesh. For, if any one thinks that his reliance should be on the flesh, I might do so more than he. For I was circumcised on the eighth day, being of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, according to the Torah, a Pharisee. According to zeal, persecuting the congregation, according to the standard of righteousness in the Torah, being blameless. But these things which were once a gain to me, I have counted a loss for the sake of Messiah. But, no, rather I also count all things to be loss because of the excellency of the knowledge of Messiah Yahshua my Master, for whose sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them to be trash, that I might gain Messiah. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness of law, but through the faith of Messiah, having the righteousness of Elohim on faith. And through this righteousness that I may know Yahshua and the power of his resurrection, and be a partaker of his sufferings, even to a death like his. If somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I already received or already have been perfected, but I press on, if I also may lay hold, inasmuch as I also was laid hold of by Messiah Yahshua. Brothers, I do not count myself to have reached the goal, but one thing I do, forgetting the things behind, and stretching forward to those things before. I press toward the goal to receive the prize of victory of the highest calling of Elohim in Messiah Yahshua. Then as many as are perfect, think about these things, and if you think anything differently, Elohim will also reveal this to you. Yet as to where we have arrived, walk by the same rule, being of the same mind. Be fellow imitators of me, brothers, and consider those walking this way, even as you have us for a pattern. For many walk as enemies to the torture stake of Messiah, of whom I often told you, and now even weeping I say it. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and who glory in their shame, the ones thinking on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for a Savior, the Master Yahshua Messiah. Who will transform our body of humiliation, to the likeness of his glorious body, according to his mighty power to be able even to subject all things under himself. Chapter 4. So as, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, in this manner so stand firm in our Master, my beloved. I entreat Euodias, and I entreat Syntyche, to mind the same thing in our Master. And I also ask you, true yoke fellow, help those women who struggled along with me and with Clement in the good news, and the rest of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in Yahweh always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. Our Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and by petition with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the peace of Yahweh which surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yahshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things, and the Elohim of peace will be with you. But I rejoiced in Elohim greatly that you have continued to care for me, just as you have always cared, even though you yourselves have not had enough. Not that I speak as to need, for I have learned to be content in whatever state I am. And I know what it is to be poor, and I know what it is to be rich. I have gone through many things and experienced many things, both to be filled and to hunger, both to have plenty and to be in need. I can do all things through Messiah, the one giving me strength. Yet you did well in sharing my difficulties. And you know, too, Philippians, that in the beginning of the good news, when I went out from Macedonia, not one congregation shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. Because even at Thessalonica you sent more than once to meet my needs. I do not say this because I seek a gift, but I seek the fruits of the good news multiplying to you. But I have all things and more than enough. I have been filled, receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you, and it was welcomed as a fragrant perfume, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to Elohim. And my Elohim will fill your every need according to his riches in glory in Messiah Yahshua. Now to Yahweh our Father be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Messiah Yahshua. The brothers with me greet you. All the saints greet you, most of all those of Caesar's house. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with all of you. Amen.